All right, so I want to bring up something that we haven't talked about yet, and that was A.J. Hinch's decision to go with Jackson Job. And I first guessed it. I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this. Now, I don't think Job really... the only time that nerves really showed was his first pitch hit a batter, right? I mean, it was one pitch, HBP. And that might be an example of it. Then he gives up a single, and then there's a bunt, and then there's the fielder's choice to ground out the first, which might have been the hardest hit ball he gave up. Then a sacrifice fly scored the go-ahead run, and then they pulled him out of there. I mean, A.J. Hinch is gotten way more right than wrong. I don't even know if I would call this wrong. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, is he making this play going, if we're going to do anything special, we have to see what we have here because we're going to need his special talents. We potentially will need his special talents. And it's not like there's going to be a postseason, like there's ever going to be a time in the postseason. Rarely is there a time in the postseason where there isn't pressure. So what did you make of the move to put in Jackson Job?
I was fine with it. And yeah, I mean, obviously he hits the first batter barely, but he does hit him. And is that nerves or is it just going too far inside? Whatever. But there wasn't hard contact and he could have gotten out of that unscathed.
Could've.
But the defense betrayed him a little bit. Not saying they were easy plays to make, but I mean, once Torkelson makes the diving stop, the throw should have been the easier part, and it wasn't, unfortunately. He skips it into Jake Rogers, but Jake Rogers has to make that play too. You know, it's a force out at home. All you need is have your foot on the plate, and he did, but he couldn't corral the ball. And then he had the foul ball to Vierling at right, and if Vierling
doesn't hesitate.
Right, just throw it. You know, you've got a guy on third. You gun it in, get it into the infield as quickly as you can, and, you know, if he's coming, then it might be a double play. And if he's not, then okay, then you thwarted that. He could have gotten out of it. The only thing I thought was strange was the pitch selection. Out of 15 pitches, Jackson Job threw two fastballs. And it's a guy who's got dynamic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we all know he's got is this incredible fastball, and he only threw two of them, both at, I think, 97 miles an hour. We know in spring training he threw up to 102 miles an hour. Look, it's the end of his first season here. It's not his first season in the minors, but end of a long season for him, his longest year. And maybe he doesn't have the same stamina that he had, or at least the same velocity. But I thought it was weird that he only threw two fastballs out of 15 pitches.
Well, look, it all worked out in the end. And it's a great point made by Kang. We mentioned it earlier in the show. It's another example, though, that the Tigers, as much as people look at them and say they're playing so well, they're not perfect. Like, they made some mistakes in that game. I mean, Parker Meadows got picked off, right? He didn't get the bunt down.
Well, he bunted to the wrong side.
Yeah, Vierling, he didn't move the runner over, I guess. Vierling hesitated. Torque didn't make that throw home. And I'm not killing them. I'm just pointing out that they are playing so well that they don't need to be perfect.
Right. Well, they do the other thing. So Torque scores from first on a double to left field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Torkelson scored. So they make the other plays. Meadows made the catch in right field, and they turned three double plays yesterday. Those were massive double plays that they were able to turn.
Yep.
You know, anything that was in the dirt, Jake Rogers is able to stop. Whereas obviously that the run comes, or I should say, they have issues with Houston this series where the wild pitch led to a run. So It's interesting to note that it was not a perfect game by any means.
They also messed up a double play. Cole Keith couldn't get you know, the exchange.
Base,
So I think when you have a team like the Tigers and you clearly are going to be, you know, have a lot less talent than the teams you're playing in the playoffs, it's just what it is. No big deal. That's fine. You still got to play the games.
Yeah.
You feel like you have to be perfect. And what they showed me yesterday was they don't have to be perfect because they can overcome it in other ways. Because sometimes to overcome the talent deficiency, you got to be perfect. But now with these Tigers, like going, you know, from first to third and things like that, and making up for all the mistakes that you guys just listed off. Jackson Job putting him in at that moment, I asked you guys yesterday before the show ended, do you think Jackson Job, do you want to see him pitch today? Do you think he will pitch? I asked because I wanted your opinion on that, of course. And also, I did want him to pitch because I know you don't want to lose any game, but had they lost that game, you still have another game to play. And at some point, it's not when you need Jack. It's if not if you need Jackson Job, it's when you need him, because he's going to be needed during these playoffs. And so I think yesterday was the perfect situation to throw him in there. And hey, this is a high pressure situation.
It was.
And I think he did okay. I didn't accept it. I loved the fact they put him in there.
Yeah, I thought I was very happy they put him in, not just because I said that they would during the season and be in a high leverage situation. It wasn't, you know, in the eighth or ninth inning, but it was in the seventh inning with a one run lead. Pretty high leverage. And he handled himself just fine. I want everybody to get their feet wet with an opportunity to play in the postseason, so they have that experience, at least even if it's a one inning or one batter, whatever it is, get that experience. He got that, and I expect that he's going to play a role in the series against Cleveland.
It feels like he's probably going to be better off for the experience, and the fact that they won the game makes all of this easy to accept. You know, if they'd fallen behind there 2-1 and ended up losing the game, we'd probably be doing 4 hours of Job calls today.
Right. I don't think we're going to have any sort of cramping issue with Skubal in game two. It's not going to be insanely hot in Houston like it is in Cleveland. I know it's a controlled environment inside the stadium.
It's not going to be insanely hot in Cleveland as it is in Houston?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a controlled environment in Houston when they close the roof, but it's still,
said people were sweating guys like dogs. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ben's in Grand Rapids, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, it was great yesterday. I was playing golf with my son. He's 10 years old. The last time I felt like I was watching Meaningful Tigers was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I get to watch it all through his eyes, and we were trying not to scream in people's backswings.
Did you have the game, like, were you streaming it on your phone, or were you listening?
Yeah, we were watching, like, I don't want to say the brand, but we were watching it stream on the phone, and he was sitting there caddying for me. He wasn't really golfing. So every few minutes I hear, Dad.
Yeah. Yep. That's cool.
Right in your backswing. Shankopotamus.
Yeah, exactly.
Standing over a big putt.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, when he said he hit the triple, I didn't care. I was like running over to the cart. We were all screaming with our hands over our mouth.
Did anybody else care? Like, I mean, anybody else in your foursome or groups around you, were they asking for updates?
Yeah, our foursome cared. A couple groups asked us what we were doing. And then in the pro shop, they had it on too, and they barely even noticed us walk in. They were all staring at the screen. And for, you know, my son, he's a baseball head and really good at it. It's been so fun to watch, like, the magic of baseball through his eyes, because it feels like even more than the old Tigers where we were trying to buy wins, these are just kids playing their brains out.
Yeah. Well, everybody's seen the internet meme that Josh Hader made $19 million and the Tigers postseason roster is at $18.8 million. 248-539-9797. Tom's on a cell and he's next. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's
all
up?
Right, Tom.
Well, I got to tell you, huge Tiger fan, asked my wife to marry me 1997, June 8th, at the old Tiger Stadium, and the good news is we're still married.
Oh, there you go.
Now, I wanted to tell you this, though. You know, I did some research on Al Avila, and as I was watching these Tigers and getting more familiar with them, I realized Colt Keith, Casey Mize, Jake Rogers, Jason Foley, Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter, Wenceel Perez, Parker Meadows, Will Vest, Keiter Montero, Reese Olson, Skubal, Dingler, Ty Madden.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch
of Avila acquisitions.
So, what do you think? You know, I thought, you know, AJ was hired by Al. Do you think there's some sort of, hey, thanks, Al? Do you think Al feels like he got hosed?
We've talked about Al a lot over the last couple of weeks because a lot of these are his guys. He got brutal return on trades, and he signed some bad free agent contracts.
Right, and the team was horrific, and that's why he had to go. But we do recognize that a lot of this roster is built by his players. There's a lot of Al Avila DNA on this team, and that's fine.
It's awesome.
Tip our hat. Thank you for doing that. And biggest thanks of all for hiring AJ Hinch.
When they put out the postseason roster and we could see who made it and who didn't, Gator said Al Avila's got to be smiling because it was a bunch of his guys, as you listed off.